And now we're coming to you from WPR's Buck Studio in Madison. We're going to bring you the 9XM players and an old-time radio holiday special with recreations of two radio dramas. And first, we'll go back to December 22, 1947, and the imagination of writer-producer Willis Cooper for Berlin, 1945, from Quiet Please.
Quiet, please. Quiet, please.
The Mutual Broadcasting System presents Quiet, Please, which is written by Willis Cooper and which features the 9XM players. Quiet, Please, for tonight, is called Berlin, 1945. This is Christmas Day. 2 years ago, Christmas Day, 1945, in a ruined house in Berlin, in Germany. Five soldiers around a table, beginning their Christmas dinner. Staff Sergeant John Plattner is carving.
I am a guy that strictly enjoys Christmas.
Oh, yeah. I would enjoy it a lot more if I was at 504 North Monroe Street,
Peoria, Illinois. Yeah.
You guys come out and see me sometime in Peoria. You'll find out.
Listen, I tell you what. Next Christmas, let's all go to Peoria and have Christmas dinner at Schultz's house.
That's a deal.
Oh, we'll go skating out at Bradley Park. Hey, I bet they're skating at Bradley Park right now.
Wait, it's 11:55 Berlin time. That's 7 hours difference. That makes it 4:55 in the morning in Peoria. So they're skating in Peoria at 04:55.
Oh, in Peoria, on, everybody's nuts.
Yeah, well, you said.
Who said white meat?
I'll take some of that.
Don't anybody want a drumstick?
I want a drumstick.
Oh, hey, Lieutenant.
Christmas soldiers, look at that turkey.
I'd rather look at what's under your arm, Lieutenant.
That, little kiddies, is the finest bottle of wine between here and Hoboken. Open it, somebody.
Gee, Lieutenant. Only one?
Corporal Lester, there are times when you discourage me with your thirst. If you will walk outside to my Jeep, as I was about to say, you will find seven more of the same.
Yes, sir!
Now, if he'd get off his chair like that when I tell him to get on the morning report.
Sit down, Lieutenant. Where'd you get the wine, sir?
Well, if you mean where did I get the money, there was a crap game last night with some Air Force gentlemen, and I happened to hold some very excellent dice.
Yes. Yes.
My, what's that? Not cranberry sauce.
Schultz's uncle sent it to him. It's canned.
Tastes like home.
Now look, Lieutenant, don't pull rank.
Sergeant, I haven't had cranberry sauce since Swamp Davis.
Oh, I don't like to think about that either, Lieutenant.
You said a drumstick, Lieutenant?
To start with, Sergeant, thanks. Mashed potatoes. Oh, yeah. What's this stuff?
I think that's turnips.
Well, I'll even eat turnips. Delicious. What are you so quiet about over there, Corporal Morgan?
Me? I was just thinking, sir.
Well, stop it.
Yes, sir.
Dangerous habit. Anybody open that bottle yet?
Yeah, in a minute.
There we go.
Hold up your cup, Lieutenant.
That's enough for a minute. Pass it along. Where's Lester with the rest of it?
Hey, somebody give me a hand with these bottles.
A little too heavy for you, Lester.
Well, help yourself to the stuff, guys, and holler when you want more turkey.
Should I open all the bottles there, Lieutenant?
Sure.
Now sit down before your turkey gets cold.
Ha! You're in the Army. A mess sergeant should talk like that.
Oh, hey, not out of the bottle, Lester.
Come on.
Sit down, Lester.
Well, I want some wine.
Well, sit down and drink like people.
Gee, swell, Lieutenant.
It ought to be.
What kind is it, sir?
It's called Lacrimae Christi.
Tears of Christ.
Yeah.
All right.
I could use some bread.
Oh, here, Lieutenant. Tears of Christ, huh?
I drank some of that once in Italy. Pour me some more.
I think we should drink a toast, Lieutenant.
Yeah, I do too.
Oh, now, don't start that. Let's eat. I need some gravy, Sergeant.
Nah, there's plenty.
Only toast I want to drink to is when I get off that ship in New York.
Oh, that's one we'll all drink. In fact, I'll drink it now.
There he goes.
Remember what we were doing last Christmas, lads?
Oh, how could I forget?
That's what I was thinking about, about a toast, sir.
Yes. Yes, I think you're right, Morgan. Bill McAdams.
And Big Gil Corcoran.
Oh, and Ed Peterson.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Francis Wachter.
Yeah, and that screwy kid Larry. Oh, what was his name? Pasky. Okay. Yeah.
Forget about him. And my brother.
I think we better stand up for that, gentlemen.
You say the toast, Lieutenant.
No. No, we'll just drink to them. To all of them.
Amen.
Amen.
I want some more turkey, Sergeant.
Right, get the man some
best
turkey.
Stuff down here.
Man, I sure remember my last Christmas back home.
Oh, well, yeah. You mean at Swamp Davis, Griff?
No. Home. Hollywood.
Oh, good time. Oh,
and we had a show that day. Hour long,
oh, yeah?
Coast to coast.
Say, what did you do on the radio there, somebody Griff? Sing?
No, I was an announcer.
You don't sound much like an announcer. How about that other drumstick, Sergeant?
Yes, sir. Reach your plate.
Thanks.
You want to hear me announce?
No.
Yes, I think that's great. That's some time.
Good evening, friends of the radio music world. Tonight, we are again privileged to present the Army Air Force's Symphony Orchestra under the direction of Major Eddie Dunstetter, direct from the Flying Training Command Auditorium in Santa Ana, California. Our program this evening includes Si mes vers avaient des ailes by Reynaldo Hahn, La création de la monde by Darius Milhaud, selections from Die Bürger aus Edelmann by Richard Strauss, and to conclude, the inimitable folk song of our Russian allies, Krasny Sarafan.
Did you hear what I heard?
Let's get a load of this guy.
Hey, why'd you get out of a soft touch like that, Griff?
Well, I popped a crooner in the eye.
Oh,
okay, he turned out to be a master sergeant, so they shipped me.
That's what happens.
Is there any more wine?
After that, Griff, you raid a whole bottle to yourself.
Oh, do not kid me, Lieutenant. Thanks, Schultze. Yeah.
Anybody else want some more turkey? That's
pretty good. Keep it passing. Keep it moving.
Well, you know, my last Christmas.
Best Christmas I ever had was down at Bliss one year. I was in the B Troop of the 7th Cavalry.
Really?
Yeah, and there was this Mexican cavalry across the river at Juarez.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they came over to play polo.
Polo?
I know. And they brought a bunch of their enlisted men along. Every single one of them lads had a quart of tequila in his saddlebag. You ever drink tequila, Lieutenant?
Once.
There was this Mexican sergeant, and I can remember his name. Sargento Pablo Francisco Rafael de Rey Jimenez.
Are you kidding me?
Junior.
No way.
Tell me how to say Merry Christmas in Mexican.
Yeah, well, let's have it.
Felices Navidades.
Well, I don't think that's right.
Well, in Peoria, that time with my Uncle Ed.
I remember my last Christmas in the States. I pulled God.
Oh, come on.
I did.
Where were you, Morgan?
Last Christmas? You know where I was, Lieutenant. In Vianden.
No, I mean in the States.
Well, before I got in the Army, my last Christmas in the States was in jail.
In jail?
Ooh. Jail. I never told you guys that.
Well, lots of people been in jail. Slide the bottle over this way, Griff.
What was you in for, Morgan?
Never mind, Lester.
Well, I don't mind, Lieutenant. It wasn't the first time.
Ooh. All right.
Thanks, Sarge. I'll have a little more wine, I guess. Why, I was a bum.
You mean a hobo?
Strictly a hobo.
Didn't see that coming.
I never had it so good as in the Army.
You sure didn't like the Army so well when I first joined the outfit,
yeah.
Morgan.
Oh, that's true.
I know. Got to be kind of different when my brother joined the outfit. I never knew him very well before. Sure miss him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to stay in. Least I can do. Where was you, Lieutenant?
When? Oh, my last Christmas home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, believe it or not, I was in high school.
You're kidding, Lieutenant.
No, I'm not. My last year. I was supposed to graduate in 1941. When my class graduated, I was a tech sergeant at Camp Forest, Tennessee.
Well, where was you for Christmas?
Yeah. In a hospital with a broken leg. Played too much football.
Hey, did you ever know a lieutenant colonel at Forest named Smith?
Oh, there was a million lieutenant colonels named Smith.
Fellow looked like Eisenhower. He was a major then.
That's the guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, when the Krauthe's gonna assassinate Ike a couple 3 months ago, this Colonel Smith, he personified Eisenhower.
Impersonated him.
Played like he was him. He was a friend of mine.
Sure.
Well, there was two companies from Peoria down at Forest, Lieutenant, out of the 130th Infantry.
Where were you last Christmas out of the Army, Schultz?
Don't believe that.
Well, gee. Dinny and I got married Christmas Eve.
Dinny?
No, her name's Celestine, but I always called her Dinny.
Okay. I didn't know you were married, Schultz.
Oh, sure, Lieutenant. December 24th, 1944. Oh, wow. Did I ever show you a picture?
No. Say, she's a pretty girl.
Hey, let me see that there, Lieutenant.
Blonde?
Red hair.
Let's see. Looks like my younger sister.
Oh, come off it,
Plan. Hey, say, Griff, where was you Christmas?
You see the picture, Morgan?
Pretty.
Where was you, Griff?
Yeah. Oh, I Hollywood Canteen.
Ooh. Oh, boy. Gee, I bet. Hey, I never was there. Was there a movie star?
Oh, up to here.
Betty Grable.
Uh-huh.
Gee.
In Peoria.
Lana Turner.
Well, gee, I don't remember, Lester.
Oh, get him. He don't remember Lana Turner.
The best one.
Slice me off a piece of that white meat there,
Zach. I'll have some of that. I will have some.
That's pretty good, right? Hey, who's at the door?
I didn't see anybody, Sergeant.
Probably one of them hungry Joes from the 1st Platoon looking for a second dinner. Yeah.
Well, nuts to him. Anybody else want some turkey?
I think I could make some room.
Yes, I'll take some.
What about dessert, Sarge?
Keep moving around.
Pie.
Pie?
Pie.
Well, what kind of pie, Sarge?
Well, sir, my mom wrote to me and asked me what I wanted for Christmas, and I told her, you know, joking. I wanted one of her mince pies.
Oh, that's a mince pie.
Now, don't tell me your mother sent you a mince pie. That can't be done.
Exactly.
They can't?
Huh? Well, if it could, them guys back in Cosme, they'd steal it.
Yeah, they'd take anything.
They'd steal your IT. Yeah,
come on, Sarge. Is the Army putting out GI mince pies?
No GI pie, Mac.
You're pulling my leg.
Well, so what is it, Sergeant?
Well, sir, my mom, she sent me this thing full of homemade mincemeat. Oh. Wrapped his up so it looked like a section of stovepipe so it wouldn't run out.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And by Jiminy, it got here.
No way.
Yes, sir. No. Every step of the way from Massillon, Ohio.
Away from
come on.
Sergeant Plattner, if you are kidding us, I will personally turn you over to the toughest MP outfit.
I ain't kidding, Lieutenant.
And on the other hand, if you're not, I will see that you get a Bronze Star with 3 oak leaf clusters if I have to whittle it out of the back end of the Colonel's Jeep.
Well, you go get your pocket knife, Lieutenant, because it's sitting atop of the stove right now. Me and that left-handed lad that used to be a baker, we made it this morning.
Morgan, pass the sergeant a bottle. What are you looking at?
Somebody at the door.
Go see who it is. And somebody open up another bottle. Sergeant, this is a fine dinner.
Well, why don't you eat some of it then, sir?
No,
you only had 2 drumsticks. Give him some, somebody.
Here, pass it down.
Yeah. I'll stop it on the way.
Sure. I thought I saw somebody there, but there wasn't.
Hey, I want some more gravy.
I started to tell you about last Christmas. I got married in Peoria.
No, wait. There is somebody at the door. Well, he don't look like a GI, though.
I'll see who he is. Sit still. You there. Was machen Sie hier? Komm hier. Was wollen Sie? Was heißen Sie?
I speak English.
Well, what do you want?
I've just been looking around at the destruction. It's terrible.
You're home here?
No, sir.
Well, you got relatives here?
No. No, I have no relatives here.
Friends?
Few friends enough, I'm afraid.
Well, you hungry?
I am. A little.
Well, look, you better not hang around. The MPs are tough babies. You got an identity card?
No.
What are you, a DP?
DP?
Displaced person.
Yes, yes. I suppose you might say I am a displaced person.
Well, look. Wait a minute. Hey, you men.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You got any objections if I bring this man in for a slice of turkey and a drink of wine?
No.
Yeah. No, that's fine.
It's fine.
You see, even though I'm an officer, I'm the guest of these boys, and, you know, I have to ask them.
You're young for an officer.
Yeah. Wards don't seem to care how old you are. Come on in.
Thank you. I am a little tired.
Cold, too, huh?
Yes. It is very cold.
I hope you men don't mind.
Oh, of course not, Lieutenant. Sit down, Mac.
Can someone get him a chair?
Pour him some wine, Schulze.
Merry Christmas, mister. Yeah.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas if possible, mister.
Merry Christmas. Mm-hmm. Merry Christmas, sir.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. It's good to sit down with friendly people.
Well, you are among friends for a while, mister. So have fun while you can. Sarge, how about some turkey for our friend?
Yes, sir. Light or dark, sir?
Just a little, if you please. You must not be so generous.
Plenty for everybody. Yeah. Who else wants some more?
Oh, a little more for me, Sarge.
Open some more wine. Our friend here is cold.
I'm not so cold now, thank you.
Drink up. Pass him the potatoes, Morgan.
Here you are, mister.
Your home near here, mister?
No. My home was a long way from here.
You ain't a Kraut, then.
Kraut?
German, he means.
No, I am not a German.
Well, your face looks awfully familiar. Haven't I seen you around here sometime?
It's certainly possible.
Have you been around here?
From time to time, yes.
Will you shut up, Lester, and leave the man eat?
Excuse me.
Whew, I'm awful full.
Oh, you've been putting best in Christmas I've had since I left home. Long time ago.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
It could be that the presence of a guest contributes to your feeling of well-being.
You know, I think that's right.
Sure. You know what it says in the Bible. It is more blessed or something to give than to receive. Here you are, mister.
Nice. Close enough.
Sergeant,
quote
in the Bible. Thank you.
Lieutenant, I've seen this guy somewhere before.
I think I've seen him too, Lieutenant, but I can't think where.
Shut up and be your age, Lester.
But what if he's a spy, Lieutenant?
Oh, cut it out.
You men have been together for a long time in this war?
Yes, sir. We're all that's left of the original outfit. We all started out together in the States. We said we'd eat dinner in Berlin.
Of course, there was a lot more of us then, Plattner.
Yeah, a lot more.
That's for sure.
A lot of good guys. Well, but here we are in Berlin, and, well, we're having dinner, ain't we?
Yeah, we made it, lads. Yeah.
It almost seems as if you were all spared for something more than merely fighting a war.
See? Asking questions. I tell you, Lieutenant, I've seen him before.
I don't get it, mister.
Fighting this war has done something for us, I guess. Though, I wouldn't do it again for a lot of money.
Oh, no.
What has it done for you, then?
I don't know. I guess you get to feel different about people after you've been through what we have.
Yes, I can understand that.
I bet you can. I bet you've been through a lot, too.
Yes.
Was you a soldier?
No.
Lester.
Calm down.
Yes, sir. What's everybody so quiet about? A minute ago, everybody was hollering and yelling.
Yeah, everybody's fault.
No, tain't that, Plattner. It just kind of feels like Christmas.
That's right, Schulze.
Like I remember on Christmas when we used to go to church in Peoria.
No, like Christmas afternoon.
Yeah.
I remember.
Everybody feeling good. Kind of liking everybody.
Peace on earth. Peace on earth.
And goodwill to men.
We ought to have gone to church this morning.
Well, yeah.
I went to church.
You did?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I got up early, and I went out, and I run right into the chapel.
Oh. Well,
what could
go.
I do?
Yeah, I sort of wish I would have gone.
Yeah, me too.
Even sung Christmas carols.
Oh, yeah?
I don't believe that.
Yeah,
right. A Deste Fidelis, Laeti Triumphantes, Venite, Venite in Bethlehem, Natum Videte,
Regem Angelorum, venite adoremus, venite adoremus, venite adoremus Dominum.
You speak awfully good English.
I speak several languages.
Lester, will you let the man alone?
Lieutenant, I want to know who he is and what he's doing here. I know I've seen him someplace.
Yes, I think you have seen me somewhere.
Yeah, but where? Where? Huh?
I know where I saw him before.
Do you?
In the hospital, when I had the broken leg. And it was Christmas. Mm-hmm.
I know where I saw him.
And I was praying.
You remember now?
In the snow. Back at Decursion, I was kneeling beside my brother the night he was killed.
I saw you on the transport when we were on our way over here.
It was on the mission. Carmel.
Yes, I saw you there.
Once when I was walking guard at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier in Arlington at night.
I was there.
Was you at church this morning?
I saw you there.
Well then, who are you? Oh. Wait a minute now. Don't go yet. Wait and have another drink of wine.
This party left.
Yes,
I
will.
A new bottle.
I will drink a cup of wine with you. And then I must go.
Okay. Here, I open another bottle. Here. Drink up.
Now. Goodbye, my friends.
No. Hey, no. Stay with us. Please,
no.
Stay with us.
No.
Come on.
I must go.
But listen, why? Why do you have to go?
Lester.
What?
Lester, let him go. A lot of people out there want to see him on this day of all days.
You've been listening to Quiet Please, which was written by Willis Cooper and performed by the 9XM Players. Berlin 1945 featured Steve Ripley, Russell Wolf, Adam Hirsch, Eric Kinshi, Stephen Montagna, Coleman, and Merle Hansen. Listening to a 9XM Players production of the Old Time Radio Holiday Special, coming to you live from the Buck Studio in Madison. And we'll be back with our next play right after this on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
Christmas is near, masses appear, both young and old, meek and the bold. Headaches abound, oh, how they pound, tempers they flare, so much despair. One seems to get slightly upset, store credit maxed, happiness passed. Very greedy, very greedy.
On they spend, on without end, wallets run dry, back home they fly. Silly buddy, monopoly, silver slinky, talking dolly. Silly buddy, monopoly, silver slinky, talking dolly. Silly buddy, monopoly, silver slinky,
Stocking Gully. Christmas is near, masses appear, both young and old, meek and the bold. Headaches abound, oh, how they pound, tempers they flare, so much to spare. One seems to get slightly upset, store credit maxed, happiness past. Very greedy, very greedy. Autumn they spend, gone without end, wallets run dry, back home they fly.
We're back in our Buck studio for Act Two of the 9XM Players production of an old-time radio holiday special with my friend Irma's Christmas episode from 1950. But first... Ladies, has that certain someone been giving you the cold shoulder? Well, maybe he's had it up to here with your hair. That's right. Gorgeous as winter weather can look in those nostalgic holiday greeting cards, it can be murder on your hair. Why put up with dingy, dreary, drizzly hair when there's Shrek? Shrek shampoo for the new you. Just rinse in a rich handful of Shrek and you'll find it caressing and coating every hair so that it stands up and shouts out with joy like those Who's in Whoville. We are here, we are here, we are here. Apply Shrek generously, rinse and repeat until the bottle is empty. And watch that guy of yours sit up and take notice, even if you're engulfed in a crowd of frenzied holiday shoppers. Shrek is a blend of all natural ingredients derived from creatures that crawl or slither and so are in absolutely no danger of extinction. Shrek shampoo for the new you.
Well, Christmas is over and I'm thankful I'm still in one piece. Why do I say that? Well, let me tell you what happened Christmas Eve at our little apartment at 822 West 73rd Street, New York City. All was serene and quiet, except for my roommate, Irma Peterson, who was reading...
'Twas the night before Christmas and all through the house. Not a creature was stirring. Ah! Look, Jane! A mouse!
No, don't get excited. It's lost. It's looking for Professor Kropotkin's room.
Gee, Jane, I've never been so happy on Christmas Eve. And that's because I have such wonderful friends. You and your new boyfriend, Steve... Mrs. O'Reilly, Professor Kropotkin, and of course, Al.
Oh, by all means, Al.
Of course, I can't really consider Al a friend because someday I'm going to marry him.
All right.
Jane, you don't know what it means to have a few good friends you can count on, especially on Christmas Eve, when you'd like to be with your family. But mine lives over 1,500 miles from here.
Irma, you never say much about your family.
Oh, Jane, there isn't much to say. They're just an average family, just like me, perfectly normal people. For instance, there's Anna Peterson, my younger sister. She's not as old as I am.
Really?
And there's my brother, Ernie Peterson. He's engaged. To be married, of course.
The best kind of engagement. What about your parents?
I miss them the most. They were just like a mother and father to me.
No kidding.
But gee, they're all in Minnesota and I'm here. But I'm not lonesome because I'm surrounded by good friends. And Jane, I really appreciate them. And that's why I'm giving a Christmas Eve surprise party tonight for you, Steve, Professor Kropotkin, Mrs. O'Reilly, and Al.
Tonight? Oh, Irma, honey, I don't know how to tell you, but I'm really...
Tell me what?
Well, dear, I just... Excuse me, honey. Hello? Oh, hello, Steve. What? Oh, yes, I know it's formal. No, I've never been to the Copacabana. Yes, I'm terribly excited. It'll be our first Christmas Eve together since we were kids. I'll be ready. Goodbye, dear.
Jane, you mean you're going out tonight with Steve? What about my Christmas Eve party?
But honey, you didn't say anything about it. And Steve invited me to a Christmas party at the Copacabana. I'd hate to miss it. All of his friends in show business will be there.
But this is Christmas Eve, and I thought tonight we'd be together. Christmas Eve isn't like other holidays, you know.
I realize that, honey.
I could understand if it was Independence Day, then we wouldn't have to be together. We could be independent.
Oh, Irma. I'm sorry, but there's nothing I can do about it. Steve asked me last week. Anyway, my not being here shouldn't spoil your party. You'll still have Professor Kropotkin, Mrs. O'Reilly, and Al.
I understand, Jane. I still have the others.
Sure. Come in.
It's only me, Professor Kropotkin. How are my two little Christmas trees? One full grown and one a little sapling.
Why, Professor?
Oh, excuse me. A little Yuletide joke. Oh, by the way, girls, a Merry Christmas to you both.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Merry Christmas, Professor.
I hope you'll excuse me for coming down. I don't mean to interrupt, but I wasn't feeling so good, and when I don't feel so good, I always rush out of my room as fast as I can.
Why?
I wouldn't be found dead in that place. Well, girls, do you realize tonight's Christmas Eve?
Yes, and just look at that blanket of snow outside. Isn't it lovely?
Well, that's a matter of opinion. If Mrs. O'Reilly doesn't put glass in my windows, not only will I have a blanket of snow, but I'll have a carpet of the same material.
Irma, you'd better ask the professor about this evening before it's too late.
Oh, yes. Professor, will you come to my Christmas Eve party tonight?
Tonight? Oh, Irma, I'm so sorry.
You mean you can't come either?
It can't be helped, Irma. Tonight, I'm playing my fiddle at the Gypsy Tea Room. I've been practicing all day.
Oh, that's terrible.
I know. But they pay me for it.
Gee, first Jane disappoints me, and now you.
Look, honey, the professor can't help it. He must earn a living. After all, you'll still have Mrs. O'Reilly and maybe the Martins upstairs. And, of course, there's Al. Come in.
Hello, everybody. Merry Christmas.
The same to you, Mrs. O'Reilly.
Merry Christmas.
Say, Mrs. O'Reilly, that's a beautiful wreath you got on your door downstairs. Ugh. But that sign in the middle of it.
You don't like it?
Merry Christmas, lots of cheer. Remember the landlady or you'll freeze next year? To me, it's not a sentimental thought.
Mrs. O'Reilly, I'm giving a big Christmas Eve party tonight for you and Al. Will you come?
Oh, tonight? Oh, Irma, I'm so sorry.
You mean you're busy, too?
Yes. The Martins have invited me to go to Jersey with them. And since they owe me 4 months back rent, I can't afford to let them get on a train by themselves.
Oh, this is awful. First Jane turns me down, and then the professor, and now you.
Oh, maybe next year, Irma. Well, Merry Christmas and goodbye.
Oh, Jane!
Oh, sweetie, now, stop crying. I know you're disappointed, but you should have told us about the party earlier. And besides, you won't be left alone. You bought some food, didn't you?
What do you mean? Of course I brought food.
Well, then Al will show up. I'll guarantee it.
Speaking of food, I think I'll go up to my room and have dinner.
Are you cooking, Professor?
Ach, no. I take one look at that dump, I sit down and eat my heart out. Merry Christmas, girls, and... Oh, I'm sorry, Irma.
Honey, I'm so sorry things turned out this way for you.
That's all right, Jane. At least I found out who my friends are. I'm going to take a shower.
Sweetie, why don't you take a hot bath?
No. If I get in that much water and think who my friends are, I might drown myself.
Oh, sweetie, I... Come in! Oh, Al!
Hiya, Jane!
Was that Al's voice I heard? Oh, Al, honey!
Chicken! Baby! Merry Christmas!
Merry, merry, merry Christmas to you, Al. I'm so glad to see you.
Same here, chicken. Give me a big, great big kiss.
Sure, Al. Oh, Al, you're shivering. How did you get so cold?
Well, I wanted to take the crosstown trolley, but with all the snow on the ground, it took me 4 hours to find a transfer slip.
Oh, my goodness, look at the time. Steve's going to pick me up in an hour, and I'm not even dressed yet. Aren't you going to take off your top coat, Al?
Thanks, Jane, but I'm not staying. I just came in to wish Chicken a Merry Christmas. I got to be on my way. Got a big deal brewing.
Chicken, it's important.
Oh, you and your deals.
Business is business, Chicken. I gotta be running along.
But I'll be left all alone on Christmas Eve. And Al, I depended on you, my own boyfriend.
Chicken, if I could only explain.
Don't bother. None of you must think very much of me if you can leave me alone on Christmas Eve. Fine friends I have. Goodbye.
How do you like that?
Al, of all the low-down, contemptible, good-for-nothing
Hold
things
it,
you can
Jane.
Be-
I won't have you saying things like that about the girl I love.
I'm not talking about Irma. I mean you. How could you desert her on Christmas Eve of all nights? Me? I have to go out with Steve, but you're Irma's only boyfriend.
Jane, I love Irma. And when a man is in love, he's not responsible. He may do strange things. He may do things that he'd never done in his right mind.
What are you talking about?
I went and got a job, like I promised.
You got a job? Al, have you been drinking?
Yeah. Knew it would shock you. But I want to make a little dough and get Chicken a present.
A present? What kind of present?
Well, she wants one of them toasters that pops up. My friend Mushy almost got me one from the store, but at the wrong time, the manager popped up. So I'll have to get it the hard way.
You mean you're going to work and break 5 years of tradition?
Well, when I was away from Chicken, I realized how much she means to me. And so now I'll do anything.
Listen, Al, the Christmas carolers.
Gee, that's pretty. I'd like to stay, but I start the job tonight. Tell Irma I'll see you tomorrow. Goodbye.
Hello. Hello, who is this?
It's me, Steve. Jane.
Jane! What's wrong? Dollface, you sound terrible.
Steve, I can't go with you to the club.
Well, why not? Are you sick, Jane?
No, Steve. I'm all right. It's just that, well, Irma, you see, well, Irma hasn't any family or relatives in New York, and this Christmas Eve, all our friends seem to be busy, and I just couldn't leave her alone, Steve.
Well, I wouldn't want you to.
Are you sure you mean that, Steve?
Sure, honey. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Goodbye. Merry Christmas, Jane.
Merry Christmas, Steve. Al, I thought you left.
I came back for my hat. Didn't mean to eavesdrop, Jane. But if you're willing to give up a good time tonight for Irma, I guess it's my duty to be with Chicken, too.
Oh, Al, that would be just wonderful. But what about the present you were going to get for Irma? If you don't work tonight, where will you get the money for it?
Gonna hock my watch.
But Al, that's the only thing you own. And you know how bad times have been. You always said you'd never hock your watch.
Well, a man like me don't need a watch. I mean, I sleep most of the day anyway. And at night, it's too late to do anything.
Come in. Oh, it's you, Professor.
Excuse me, Jane. I've been thinking about poor little Irma. And, well, I decided to give up the job tonight so I could be with Irma.
But, Professor, won't that cost you money? You get big tips during Christmas.
On Christmas Eve, it's not important to make money. It's important to be with friends. After all, what's money?
Well, it's pretty important.
I see you've been talking to Mrs. O'Reilly again. No, my little Irma has no father in New York, so tonight, Professor Kropotkin will be her father.
Attaboy, Pop!
Listen, Al, the first chance I get, I'm disinheriting you.
Excuse Excuse me, everybody. I took the liberty of walking in.
Why, Mrs. O'Reilly? I thought you were on your way to New Jersey.
I changed my mind. I got to thinking about poor little Irma being all alone tonight, and I just didn't have the heart to go out. I'm going to stay here with Irma.
Isn't that wonderful? Professor Kropotkin just said that he's going to be her father.
I'll tell you, if that's the case, I'll be her mother.
I've got news for you. If you're the mother, I'll be on the first train for Reno in the morning.
Listen, everybody, I've got a wonderful idea. Irma was going to throw a surprise party for us. Now we'll throw one for her. We'll give her the best Christmas a girl ever had.
Swell. I'll go out and hock my watch and buy the present.
I'll go get my violin.
Oh, we can have the party in my apartment. It's bigger. Come along, Janie. We'll start decorating. Oh, it'll be a merry Christmas. Come on, Professor. Take me arm.
A fair swap. She's been taking my blood all year.
Oh, wait until Irma finds out. She'll be the happiest girl in New York.
Next! Can I help you, miss?
Please, mister, what's the fare to Minneapolis?
$58 round trip.
$58? I only have six. Where can I go for $6?
$6? How's about Niagara Falls?
Oh, I couldn't go to Niagara Falls. That's the honeymoon capital of the world, and I'm not even married. I'll find some other place to go. Merry Christmas.
Well, we're down in Mrs. O'Reilly's room, the professor, Al, and myself. Al is beaming proudly. Come January the 1st, he will have completed a solid 6 years of steady unemployment. I'm setting the table, and Mrs. O'Reilly is trying to find a Christmas tree.
Oh, my aching feet. I've walked all over and I can't find a Christmas tree.
Did you see Irma anywhere in the neighborhood?
No, I didn't. But it's nothing to worry about. We must get the tree before she gets back.
Tree? There's only one man who can help us.
Who, Al?
One man.
Who else? But, hello, Joe.
Joe.
Al. Yeah, got a problem. Need a Christmas tree right away. What? I can get one at Macy's already trimmed for a dime.
Oh,
the dime is for a glass cutter and the tree is in the window. No, Joe, this is Christmas Eve. When I hear jingle bells, I don't want them on a paddy wagon. What, Joe? You're playing Santa Claus tonight? Going down a chimney? Joe, this is quite a change for you, isn't it? I mean, oh. You're going in with an empty bag and coming out with a full one. Well, Joe, nothing I can say except good luck and Merry Christmas.
Oh, Al, what are we going to do? It's getting so late. Oh, that must be Irma. Let's surprise her. Stand over there. Let's put out all the lights and give her a big kiss.
Come in.
Merry Christmas, honey.
Here's one for me.
Me too, my darling daughter.
Oh, for Pete's sake, will somebody please put on the lights here?
Steve!
Oh, I thought that Irma needed a shave.
Steve, we didn't expect you. I thought you went to the Copacabana.
I couldn't take it. Same old crowd, same old monotony. So I realized I'd rather be here with real people on Christmas Eve. So where's Irma?
Well, she thought we were all deserting her, and she went out in a huff. That's why we're throwing a surprise party for her, and we're waiting for her to come back.
We don't want to find Irma until we get a Christmas tree, though. Got any ideas, Steve?
Why don't we just go out and buy one?
Oh, good idea.
Nice gesture, Steve. We'll wait here for you.
Oh, Steve, you don't have to.
No, it's my pleasure, Jane. I saw several on the way over. I'll have one in a few minutes. I'll be right back.
And I'll get the cake out of the oven.
And I'll make some punch.
And I'll tell you when it's right. Hey, Jay, what are you crying about? The party's taking form.
I know. It's just so wonderful having everyone pitch in. Steve's getting a tree and all of you giving up things. Oh, this is the most wonderful Christmas I ever had.
Look, lady, this is your third round trip on this ferry boat. Ain't you got a home? Ain't you got any friends?
No.
Well, take my advice. Make some.
All right, I'll try. Thank you, and a Merry Christmas to you.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Sleigh!
Oh, what fun it is to ride
on a sleigh.
One horse
open sleigh.
Hold it, fella. Look, lady, we're Christmas carolers.
We're Christmas carolers.
We don't do this for a living, but we do enjoy it. And we rehearse a great deal.
So we don't
mind you joining us. But we would like to have the sleigh come after the horse.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, fellas. Do it again from the top. A one, a two, a one, two, three, four.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride
when the horse comes after the sleigh.
No. Oh, look, lady, would you mind just running along?
Oh, all right. I was just lonely.
Bye.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Pardon me, lady. Have you a dime for a cup of coffee?
Yes, poor man. And Merry Christmas. Maybe you ought to have another dime for a donut.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, dear, I don't have any change.
Would you like me to break that five for you?
If you don't mind. Are you all alone in New York, too?
Yes. How about you?
I'm from Minnesota.
Minnesota? How well I know that place. You know, you look very familiar.
I do? My name is Peterson.
Of course. You're Peterson's little daughter.
My father's name is George.
Let me think. Peterson. Say, that must be George Peterson.
That's right! How did you know?
Why, I remember you used to live in
Minneapolis.
Let me see. George Peterson, Minneapolis. That's the place. Never forget a man.
Well, it's so nice to meet old friends, especially when you're lonely. You can keep the $5, sir. Oh,
thank you. But this is only a loan. I'll return it the next time I see your father, good old Fred Petersburg in Wisconsin. Goodbye.
No, it's Peterson in Minnesota. Oh, mister, mister.
Al, we've walked for miles. Perhaps we better go home and call the police to look for Irma.
Maybe you're right, Jane.
Pardon me, bud. You got it done. Oh, Al, it's you. You got that quarter you owe me?
Bugsy, ain't you got no character? How can you panhandle on Christmas Eve?
Great pickings tonight. I just got a fin from a blonde. Told her I knew her old man, Peterville or Peterson in Minnesota.
Peterson, Al!
Bugsy, which way did she go?
Cross town. You know her?
Why? What's the difference?
I've been feeling like a crumb ever since I clipped her. Seemed like such a nice kid. Would you give her back this fin? Thanks. And Merry Christmas. Hey, bud, got a dime for a cup of coffee?
Come on, Al. Let's go home and call the police. Now I'm really getting panicky.
All right, Jane. I'm with you.
Look, lady, this ain't the Golden Gate. Now you get off this bridge.
I was just looking at the water, Mr.
Watchman. Look, lady, don't look down there. Everything that's beautiful is up here. It's Christmas Eve, you know?
Yes, I know. And I'm so lonely.
Oh, I get it. You are all alone, huh?
Yes!
Any friends?
Yes, but my closest friends are far away.
Well, don't cry, sister. You're coming home with me. We ain't got much, but we are happy to share it. Yeah. It's okay.
Hey, Bill!
Yes, Sergeant?
Did you happen to see a blonde girl? Say, lady, what's your name?
Irma Peterson!
That's all we want to know. Come along, sister.
I didn't do it!
Didn't do what?
I don't know, but my boyfriend always says to say you didn't do it.
Look, Jane, you've got to be brave. Now it's up to the police. They'll find her. But we've got to take our minds off of it. Mrs. O'Reilly, would you like to dance?
Oh, I'd love to.
I'll dance with her. I'll play the fiddle. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
How do you like that? I just started playing and already the neighbors got the police here.
No, it's a squad car pulling up. Hey, I think it's Irma.
My chicken!
Oh, Al, it's Irma. The police have found her. She's coming up the steps. Quick, turn the lights out, everybody. Come on, we can still surprise her and have the party.
Come in, Didi.
Irma, darling!
Surprise, chicken. Here's a big kiss for you.
And here's a kiss from your father.
Why, Professor?
Quick, turn on the lights. I'm dying. I just kissed Mrs. O'Reilly.
Irma, darling, Merry Christmas. Where have you been?
You're all here? I thought no one loved me and I felt so alone.
Oh, honey, don't you know that people always spend Christmas Eve with their loved ones? And you're the one we love the most.
Exactly my sentiments.
Bless my little Irma. You're like me own daughter.
Sure, chicken. I'll never leave you. I want to spend all my Christmas Eves with you.
Oh, this is the best Christmas a girl ever had. Surrounded by her friends.
Oh, it's midnight. Is that right, Al?
Wait a minute. I'll check my watch.
Al, why are you going to the window?
Watch happens to be across the street. You're right, chicken. It's 12 o'clock. Merry Christmas, chicken.
Merry Christmas, Al. And Merry Christmas, Professor Kropotkin, Mrs. O'Reilly, Steve, Jane, and all of our friends. Merry, Merry Christmas.
And as for me, my sentiments are the same as those of my friend Irma.
Listening to an old-time radio holiday special performed by the 9XM Players live from Buck Studio. Back with a final word in a moment. But first, say, friends, I'll bet that you're already wishing that you had never seen that last piece of fruitcake. Let alone eaten it, and three or four of its companions. When you have given in to holiday temptations, reach for Blenda Bread. Blenda Bread is free of troublesome flavor or texture, and so provides welcome relief from the assaults of nutmeg, cinnamon, and similar but unidentifiable holiday spices. Closely guarded laboratory tests have confirmed that 9 out of 10 nutritionists sooner or later will eat Blenda Bread and like it. Scientific scale models of the human digestive system have shown that unlike other brands, Blenda Bread does not linger, does not loaf on its way through your system, but speeds right through as it spreads nourishment or what have you. You'll sing out when Blenda Bread's lively, light-footed feeling takes hold of you. This holiday season, be sure to reach for Blenda Bread in the convenient self-opening wrapper. Our broadcast has come to you live from Buck's studio of Wisconsin Public Radio in Madison, Wisconsin. The cast for My Friend Irma starred Lisa Spearer as Irma and Liz Tattleman Scanlon as Jane, and featuring Michelle Gerard Good, Russell Wolf, Adam Hirsch, Stephen Montagna, Coleman, Eric Kinshi, and Stephen Ripley. And our overqualified violinist was Jen Paulson. The music for the Old Time Radio Holiday Special was provided by Rebecca Dopart. Michelle Gerard Good is the director of the 9XM Players. Brittany DeAnda is our hardworking Foley artist. Aubrey Ralph is our broadcast engineer. And we had help from Merle Hansen, Angie Whittakin, Tammy Whittakin, and Jenny Maas. And thanks also to Best Cleaners. I'm Norman Gilliland. Old Time Radio Drama continues with The Saint right after this here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.